Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Window World of Boston. Visit WindowWorldOfBoston.com today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tomorrow being day one of the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, we have an auction item this morning, and it's a great item. We're taking bids. I think the bidding right now is at $900, or at least it was at last check. Is that right, Curtis?
$900. This is the current high bid.
Okay, so the item is pretty cool. It is a night at the Encore Boston, the new casino, and you get two VIP seats for the Murphy's boxing event, which is happening on Friday night over at the casino. You get dinner for two at Rare, which is the steakhouse over there, and it's amazing. And that's worth it's probably worth $900 alone.
Easily.
You could get the Kobe beef. And you get an overnight stay in a Premier King or a Premier double room, whatever you choose. So you got to beat $900 by the end of the show today. The number to call if you want to make a bid is 617-931-0937. That's 617-931. We begin tomorrow morning. We will be at Fenway tomorrow. And the radio station will be at Fenway all day long tomorrow. And we'll be joined tomorrow by Tuukka Rask, who will be in at Fenway with us at about 8 o'clock tomorrow. And the mayor is over there. And Tom Brady, of course, will do his appearance on this show tomorrow. And we can talk to Tom about the breaking food news.
Yes.
That Curtis wanted to bring up this morning when it comes to Bestie and his food habits.
In Nashville, Tom Brady ate out pizza at DeSano Restaurant in downtown Nashville with Alex Guerrero and other Patriots players.
God.
He had sausages, cheese,
what?
Nightshades, tomatoes.
What? What's
you
wrong with
it.
Him? He had the meat lovers?
I can't.
Yes.
I can't believe it. But cheat day. I mean, I think Tom is changing. So he actually literally went there with the guys and had a meat lover's pizza and ate the whole entire thing.
And he just posted he's waiting in line for Pino's to open in Cleveland Circle.
Never mind.
Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
Never mind the house being posted for sale. This is what indicates retirement.
Yeah, that's right.
What, that he goes out for pizza because it's like a buddy, and so cheat day means he's punting?
Yeah. Listen, had a cheat day prior to this?
But Danielle, on a Tuesday, if he's on his way to Gillette, and there's an IG story, and we all check Brady's stories more religiously than any Boston newspaper.
We all don't, but go ahead.
What? Okay, sure, okay. That's fine.
Right. Go ahead, what?
Okay,
yes,
Greg,
what?
I own it. What? If he posts a story, and he's like, what's up, just getting a pre-practice meal, and he's at, like, Blackbird Donuts in Brighton, then I'll know.
Yes.
If he's got, like, a whole Oreo cookie in peanut butter in a donut, then I'll know he's punting and that he's just YOLOing his way through a final season. But come on, this is probably a buddy of his.
Yeah, but donuts and pizza might as well be in the same category.
No, this is probably sausage, smarm to table style. I'm sure the cheese was carefully coddled and spoken to as the curds and whey were separated. Come on.
It was Neapolitan, though. I'm not a big fan of the Neapolitan pizza.
Really?
No.
Like
you know me. I like the bar pizza. I mean, Town Spot pizza is, for me, the very best pizza in the world.
But you're missing the obvious here, guys. This is a direct ploy to the people of Nashville. He's trying to curry favor with the populace by locating this is Brady giving the ding, the Greg Hill Show ding.
Yeah, take.
That's a good point, Ken.
And at the end, he slides in the TB12 supplements. What are you waiting for? The TB12 Center might as well be opening this week in Nashville. Unbelievable.
I think that's That's I didn't even think of that. I think that's a good take, Ken.
Yes, and Greg, I can't believe I'm going to add fuel to the fake take fire. But as you peruse through the stories and you see like David Andrews crushing slices, Guerrero holding the pizza, like what is this? like this strange triangle food. What makes this? He ends with one that says "Great week in Nashville" and the big smiley emoji. And what is it? Is it a picture of his team rallied together? Is it him and coach on the sidelines? Nope. It is him standing next to porn stash Vrabel smiling.
Oh,
great week in Nashville.
Great week in Nashville. He's delighted to see his friend Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag exciting.
Stop reading into all of this. Are you suggesting that Mike Vrabel was at the end of the tarmac or was staring out the window in the lounge at the airport with a tear in his eye, waving goodbye to the team plane as they left?
You saw Mariota playing.
See Tom Brady brought a trophy specifically to hand to Mike Vrabel at the joint practices. When has he ever done that before?
The tiny trophy. He went to the tiny trophy shop and got him a little joke gift.
Correction. I went to the tiny trophy shop with my tiny little hands, and I got that. Yeah, Curtis, you missed a full week of Ken saying that Tom Brady is definitely going to be a Tennessee Titan next year. So we don't have to cover that
again.
Sorry,
I missed that.
That with such enthusiasm.
Well, yeah. No, I refuse to speculate until the actual season has been played.
And Giselle really wants to live in a bustling city like Nashville.
Yes. Well, she's not going to live there. I mean, he's just going to live there himself. She's going to be in Greenwich, Connecticut. And,
Brady's going to be 500 pounds eating pizza by himself.
I'm surprised if he goes to Nashville. Get the hot chicken or something Nashville's known for, like the showers in the hotels have sausage gravy pours out of them.
Yeah.
Like it's such a rich...
It's a barbecue. I mean, really, it's the best barbecue in the country. You could make a case for it.
Top five.
You would think that he would... But maybe, I don't know, maybe this Neapolitan pizza place is like a really well-known Nashville place. I don't know. Maybe Tom Brady continues to be upset and continues to have anxiety over the fact that he didn't get the offer that he wanted to get, and maybe he's eating his sadness away. Maybe that's why he decided to go get himself a large meat lover's pizza for the first time ever before departing Nashville. Maybe that's what's, I mean, listen, it's comfort food, right? We've all dealt with that. I mean, if you're in a miserable, you have a bad day at work, a horrible Monday, what are you going to do? You're going to go get yourself a large meat lover's pizza and eat your sadness away today.
And so. It has very high ratings on Yelp, 4.5 with 834 reviews.
That's because they bought advertising.
And the most absurd thing I heard while on vacation listening last week, Greg, was that you don't use Yelp or Google reviews before going to a restaurant?
No.
What do you do when you go to a new city? How do you know where to eat?
I get a recommendation from a human being. Have you ever thought about trying that?
Isn't that what
Nobody
Yelp
talks
is?
To me.
Have you ever? No, it's not. Yelp is not. Yelp is a bunch of miserable people who are trying to get themselves a free meal somewhere. That's what Yelp is.
Yes.
What do you? So before you went on your vacation,
yes.
with your lovely wife,
yes.
To Provincetown. Mm-hmm. How does one say that? I always get accused of
P-town.
If I say Provincetown, it's
Provincetown.
Provincetown.
Mm-hmm. Provincetown.
You spent hours scouring Yelp reviews to decide where you're going to eat.
Well, somebody will mention a restaurant, and then 5 minutes later, when they leave, you Google and see if they know what they're talking about. If the place is actually good,
I don't have the time. I have documentaries to watch over and over again on television. By the way, I have a recommendation on a fantastic new documentary. Which I've only there's two episodes. Mm-hmm. I've only watched the first one, but I actually got the recommendation from my daughter Julia.
Really?
It's called Who Killed Garrett Phillips. It's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it takes place in Potsdam, New York, which is where Julia went to college, to St. Lawrence. And it's about a boy who ends up dying.
Yeah.
12-year-old. Oh. And about a soccer coach who had attended St. Lawrence, mm-hmm. Who ends up being accused of the crime. And it's really, really good. I highly recommend that you watch it. So.
Who killed Garrett Phillips?
Yes, Who Killed Garrett? That would be a homework assignment for those of you listening to the show, and then we'll talk about it at some point in the program.
On the doc front, real quick, the needle moved for a lot of people this weekend. The Patrick Swayze documentary came out. Any interest in watching that?
LB would, that's his hero. LB would love to watch the Swayze documentary, but I, what's it on?
It's the biggest network in the country, the Paramount Net.
Oh,
honestly, who gets the Paramount Network?
I do, kid.
Put it on something so at least the people can see it. I'm a Patrick Swayze apologist. Who had a run like Swayze did? He did Roadhouse and
Nobody.
Ghost.
Yeah. I thought he was a pretty good actor.
Do you like Roadhouse? That is
yes,
on the top
of
garbage cinema. Oh, it's amazing.
It's a great movie. What do you mean garbage?
Well, it's junk food cinema. It is the meat lover's pizza
of
late night cinema. You find that's on at 11 o'clock at night. You heat up some pizza and you watch him literally use his thumb to pull out a man's throat after kicking ass at the Double Deuce.
That's what Tom and Alex watched on the plane ride home. After the meat lover's pizza, they watch Roadhouse.
Hey, Mr. See, Bill, I'm just going to eat donuts and pizza, and I'm going to watch Roadhouse until you give me my new deal.
Now, don't leave out Point Break, one of the greats of all time.
Oh, my God.
Great movie. That's a fantastic film, Ken.
Better than Roadhouse, even, I'd say.
And an awful, awful remake, Greg. Maybe the worst remake of all time.
Well, they had the audacity to remake two great Swayze films, the other being Red Dawn. I mean, that was an affront to cinema files everywhere when they remade that movie.
It was an affront to humanity.
There was no need to remake Red Dawn and no need to remake. Who was in the remake of Point Break?
Nobody. Extreme athletes. It was literally, I think they went to a GoPro festival and they were like, hey, you bros interested in this? We're paying in like Red Bull and Sweet Tarts. And they were like, yeah, man, what do I get to do?
Absolutely no need to do that whatsoever.
Edgar Ramirez, Luke Bracey, Teresa Palmer, Delroy Lindo were the find your breaking point.
We've had Tez Palmer in studio before, years ago.
Really?
Yeah. She was promoting some movie or something.
I thought those were all people who tried out at receiver for the Patriots.
Here's a 617 text that says Bestie is going to eat his way across this season because he's so upset. Can you imagine if Tom Brady is so disgruntled that he is going to completely give up any kind of eating regimen whatsoever, and he's just going to, like, after post-game, he's going to come out to the press conference with a giant roast beef sandwich from North Shore Beefs, or a giant
from Wendy's,
or an Italian sub.
TB12 store just updated. They're selling Funyuns.
Can you imagine?
Unpopular opinion: Wise onion rings far superior to Funyuns.
Wow, that is a hot take right there.
I can't.
Seriously, at the end of the season, by the end of the season, Tom Brady is going to look like White Goodman, Ben Stiller's character in the end credit sequence from Dodgeball, 350 pounds,
do
just
it.
Crushing whole cartons of hood. Do it. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It is what it is.
What kind of bump do you think these restaurants get, like the Guy Fieri Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives bump? Like, when Brady just posts a single picture of a piece of pizza, I bet that probably gives them tens of thousands of dollars of business.
Well, why? Because people like you want to go eat where Tom Brady ate? I already
booked a Southwest flight at 11:30. I'll be back by 7 tonight.
I'm sure you did. Let's see. The Outsiders, 978 text says The Outsiders was a pretty good Swayze movie. Youngblood, too. Youngblood was actually a pretty good hockey movie.
LB hates Youngblood.
Youngblood was actually a pretty good hockey movie.
So there's great fighting, there's Rob Lowe, there's nudity, and Patrick Swayze. What else do you want?
Exactly.
Tea with Ms. McGill.
All right, if you want to be on today, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Tomorrow, we begin the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You have donated over $53 million since this began in 2002, and I'm sure tomorrow and Wednesday will be no different. So 6 a.m. we'll get that going from Fenway Park on this show tomorrow morning.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 today. Try their New England fried shrimp, one of their 9 real size entrees for just $9.99. A great deal available all day, every day. The 99, always the real deal. The finishing touches today are going to be put on the Boston Marathon Bombings Memorial on Boylston Street. A collection of stones representing all the victims will be placed at the two bombing sites that will officially complete the long-awaited memorial. Each piece of stone comes from somewhere meaningful. Martin Richard Stone from Franklin Park in Dorchester, a place he loved to go. So very cool. Bronze statues at the sites have 18-foot glass light poles as well, honoring the victims. So finally coming to a conclusion with that. Just wanted to mention that this morning. Patriots, of course, with their win Saturday night in Nashville. They've got another game coming up Thursday. This is game number 3. Josh Gordon can't play, but he'll be there, we think. Right now he's on the non-football injury list, and he took the place of Dontrell Inman, who they released on Sunday per his request. He wanted out, one of those no-names that Fitzy mentioned that was in and quickly out again.
I mean, this is huge news. I mean, I think if there was any, if you had any question about this upcoming season, it was who Tom Brady was going to be throwing the ball to, and this is giant news.
Now you give me a healthy Harry, Josh Gordon, Edelman, and Myers. That is a top 10 wide receiver core right there. Put that in your fake take bank, Laird.
Okay, well, what's the update on Harry? We've heard nothing. He went back to Boston for tests, right?
Plenty of time to get him healthy for the opener. Just get him to the Greek on time. That's all I say.
And they still have no tight end. But other than that, I would agree with you. There's some promising
God's
signs.
Sake.
Rookie running back Damian Harris, a pretty good spotlight on Saturday night. 80 yards rushing on 14 totes. And Chase Winovich, but God, Fitzy was texting me all weekend. The man love for this guy. Pittsburgh native, I might add. 5 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for loss, and a couple of quarterback hits. But the bad news over the weekend, Chris Sale, 10-day IL, left elbow inflammation, heading to see Dr. James Andrews today in Florida. And the fear is that he did indeed tear a ligament Tuesday against the Indians. Unbelievable.
I mean, he was the savior for your season. I mean, you have to admit, without Chris Sale, this team does not even have a slight chance of being
the
wild card.
They have a chance if the Rays collapse, which I still think they could. But it's not over yet. I mean, Sale might get a good second opinion. Who knows?
A second opinion?
Yeah.
Which says it's worse than you thought it
it's
was.
No problem. It looks good
and
in there.
Shut it down. The fact that he's on the IL, going to see a doctor, going to see his doctor in Florida, would you not advise him to shut it down? Is it worth even fooling around with it at this point?
Whoever goes to Dr. James Andrews and hears, hey, congratulations, there's nothing wrong.
It's happened.
You go to Andrews, you end up with surgery. Guys, look at the stress a guy. Chris Sale weighs as much as an actual Sale, and he throws sidearm practically. That elbow has been waiting to explode for years. It's done, but you know what? I'm doubling down. They're making the playoffs. There.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, it continues the theme of overshadowing another Rafael Devers. What a year this guy's having. 4-for-5, a homer, 2 more doubles. He crosses 100 RBIs, first in baseball to do it. And all before the age of 23, the last person to do that, Miguel Cabrera in 05. It's getting lost in what is a disaster of a pitching season. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Had the prettiest plans, so I applied as a flight engineer. Complained. They said girls shouldn't be in the cockpit. Hey lady, hey baby, hey, why don't you grab us a drink? And the flight attendants weren't my friends back then. And they said, are you better than us? Do you
Ken, I'm serious. Knock it off. I get it. That's a song from the Broadway musical that I attended. Please knock it off.
You talk tough about seeing Springsteen when you left here Friday. You come back and you have a Broadway story?
I had to do it. It was an obligation. It's a pretty good play. It's about what's it called again? Come From Away.
Yep.
It's about this. It's based on a true story, which is that there was
Mr. Kraft's trip to Florida.
No, it was not Mr. It's not based on Mr. Kraft's trip. Nick, no. There's a town in Newfoundland, which on September 11th. When all the planes were grounded, they accepted the people from those planes, brought them into their homes, and those people were there for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Because the planes were grounded for
Cool.
60 Minutes is an awesome piece on them, and that they've all remained close and like thankful to these people. They come back and do reunions with the people that hosted them during those days.
Danielle would have been the only person in that town who would not have taken somebody in because she doesn't like interacting with other people, but... It was pretty good.
It was like a one act Broadway musical, right?
At what
point when they're all convening on this island in Newfoundland do they build the huge mountain of trash and fight the French people?
They didn't get to that.
Is there
part.
A weird scene where a guy with like half a dinner plate comes in and like steals a girl and then goes into a river with her?
No, there was nothing. No.
No. About the scene when the Wicked Witch rises above everyone?
I may have fallen asleep during that part. Now let me ask you this: a texter was suggesting during the break that with Josh Gordon being reinstated, Gronk will now feel less pressure and will definitely be coming back.
Oh, you're kidding. I thought there's definitely no need for Gronk to come back now, because with Harry and Gordon, you've got 2 6-foot-3 receivers, each weighing about 230, veritably tight end sized at the wide receiver position, and this is how they're going to transition the offense. Running game and the big-bodied wide receiver for those possession-oriented Gronk third-down catches.
So you would not buy into what this texter is suggesting.
The exact opposite, Mr.
Okay.
Hill.
Okay.
The faith in N'Keal Harry from this guy is unbelievable. He just flew back to Boston during the preseason game. He's a rookie, first of all. Even if he's healthy, how many catches is he going to have?
How many catches?
40 at most, and that would be like an incredible year.
All right. You want a poll question, or do you want to put actual money? Come on, let's lay him down. Some skins. Let's get some action. Give me some grease. Give me some love. Let's go. Over 42 catches for Harry this year, and over 600 yards, and over 6 touchdowns.
So you're scoffing at
this notion?
Well, he flew back to Boston. I mean, there has to be some concern there, doesn't there?
He saw that Tom Brady was eating pizza, and he was disgusted. He flew back to Boston to adhere to his diet. No, there's the concern being
he's now doing nude cuddling in Boston. That's what I hear.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Yeah. Ken. Okay, so maybe. It could be the hamstring, could be the ankle. We're not really sure, actually. Maybe Ben Volen knows more than we do. But sure, there's a little cause for concern. But if you get him right and ready for the first week, then why worry? Then once again, it's preseason. It's much ado about nothing.
Well, Curtis is very upset about Shaughnessy and his tweet about Josh Gordon coming back.
Well, this was peak Shaughnessy. Saturday night, he tweets, "Pats fans, same folks who would be crushing Josh Gordon as a repeat offender and drug addict if you were reinstated to Kansas City, now sensitive and understanding. They sincerely care about Josh and hope he overcomes his disease." Now, there are 31 other teams that Dan Shaughnessy could have used in this little idiotic tweet that he put out. He chose Kansas City because they are another team who recently had a player with off-the-field issues reinstated, that being Tyreek Hill. The issue here for Dan Shaughnessy, the complete moron, is that Tyreek Hill was reinstated after punching his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach and allegedly abusing his 4-year-old child. Josh Gordon is addicted to substances, is only harming himself, and is not doing so because it's fun to be addicted. He's doing so because his body is chemically dependent on certain things, and he was fighting through those. So, pretty dumb thing from Dan.
I mean, I guess Shaughnessy's, what he is saying is that there are a lot of Patriots honks. We got one over here.
Well, we've got two in here.
Who would, if this were any other team, then they would be mocking the fact that Josh Gordon is returning, I guess.
It doesn't bring up Tyreek Hill's name. Kansas City is their top challenger in the conference. So people, to make this leap, I mean, he didn't say that. It's not like he said this is equivalent to Tyreek Hill's
transgressions. What other team in the NFL had a key player reinstated?
Read between the lines, Laird.
It's a tweet.
My God.
But don't you, I mean,
it's
don't
half
you,
in the bags.
But don't you think that people genuinely, I mean, this is an idiotic statement. Don't you think Patriots fans, I'm sure Derek the Steelers fan is dialing the phone right now, but don't you think they genuinely care about another human being like Josh Gordon, and they want to see Josh Gordon, whether it was here or elsewhere, they want to see him overcome his demons and play again?
He showed up last year. The Patriots got him for a song. Brady trusted him. Slater took care of him. They put lockers next to each other. So he was embraced, and then he performed, and he was an integral part of a team that surprisingly won the Super Bowl.
Oh, and then he screwed up. Yes.
Yeah, and then he screwed up. His demons caught up to him again, and it's been a problem his whole life long. So, of course, they want to see him do well. Now, if he got well, was reinstated, and went to the Jets, yeah, we'd be killing him because we're Pats fans. We're mostly terrible people.
So Shaughnessy's not that far off then.
It's the Tyreek Hill comparison. And Ken, I appreciate your little jab there that, they're the main rival in the conference with the Patriots. I get that. It's a direct Tyreek Hill comparison. And I think you want to talk apples to oranges. It's ridiculous. That's a terrible human being.
How is it a direct Tyreek Hill comparison? All he says is WKC. There was no mention of Tyreek Hill anywhere.
Oh,
okay, it's pretty clear if you're Dan Shaughnessy what you're attempting to do here. Yes, if you were a drug addict reinstated to Kansas City when they just had a player reinstated,
he doesn't say that. You're saying that,
right? I'm reading between the lines of his tweet. It's pretty clear, and
it's not clear at all. You're reading between the lines, therefore it's not clear.
Okay, it's clear to me,
by definition,
Ken, that he is insinuating that what Josh Gordon is being allowed to come back from is similar, synonymous with what Tyreek Hill was reinstated for after he abused his child, allegedly.
That's it. That's lunacy. If that's the insinuation from Dan Shaughnessy, then it is it's ridiculous.
I mean, admittedly, I'm sensitive to this because I'm, you know, an alcoholic, but right. I did. That was my first reaction when I saw this tweet immediately, yeah. Was that that's what he was going for.
This is Mike from Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, once again, Shaughnessy's an idiot. Every fan base backs their own guys. And then look at some fan base like, what's called Happy Valley with Joe Pa in Indiana with Bobby Knight. Yeah. They defended those idiots.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I'm sure that there are Chiefs fans. When it comes to Hill, that are delighted that he's back.
They
right?
love him. They yeah. think like he deserves another chance, and he's completely misunderstood.
Yeah.
Go to like Chiefs Kingdom or one of their fan forums and read the way that they defend him. Tyreek Hill, terrific person. Terrific.
And we're
guy.
No different. I mean, people here were cheering Manny when he was back in town. Manny has been, I think he pled guilty to abusing his wife or violent. You know, he's been an awful guy off the field, and people still love him. So I'm not saying we're different in all those things. I'm just saying comparing an alcoholic to someone who beats a child is two completely different things.
Oh, yeah.
I would agree with that. And if that's what he was doing, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and we all started throwing our phones around the room 20 years ago when Will Cordero. No, I mean, come on, listen. We understand the difference between horrible people and people. It's not like everyone was like, oh, give Aaron Hernandez a second chance. He's just misunderstood. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Here's the number to call if you want to be on today, 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And the news is next. This is Mike in the car. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
So I think that Curtis is missing the overarching point. Shaughnessy shouldn't have compared him directly to Tyreek Hill, but what he's basically saying, he should have just compared him to, well, it could have been any of the 31 other teams, and Patriots fans would be mocking. Listen, we're New Englanders. Everybody else is the devil, unless you're playing for the Patriots, so they would be outwardly mocking this guy. This thing is an absolute joke. There's no way he's going to make it through Halloween. And now all of a sudden we've become sensitive and we want to reach out to this guy and can we bring people in to help him?
You don't think
his issue is far greater than football? And the
idea Who would dispute that his issue is far greater than football, Mike?
Good.
The idea that the structure in New England is going to help him, the football structure has nothing to do with the deeper issues that this guy has. So mark it down. No way he makes it through Halloween.
You think there's no way that this is his second go around, and theoretically he feels like he's got another chance. You don't think there's any way that Josh Gordon makes it past Halloween?
I mean, he exited week 16 last year. I know the team was not thriving at that point, but they still were. It was his great chance at redemption, and he still fell flat.
But he, first of all, they coaxed 40 some odd receptions, 700 and something yards, and a bunch of touchdowns out of him, and Brady's trust. And number two, they got the most football out of him since 2013. He missed complete seasons and barely played in two other ones, and whose infrastructure was able to start the reclamation process of Josh Gordon? The Patriots. So how can you
And then he bailed at the worst possible moment
because
before the playoffs.
It was a moment of weakness. I think we should ask, I want to talk about this later, but I think it was the bye week. There was a slip up, and then the news eventually trickled out. But look what they got out of him last year. They made something out of a completely talented and wasted nothing out of Gordon last year.
Well, the caller, Mike, made my point. He said Dan Shaughnessy could have said 31 other teams, but he chose Kansas City specifically because he wanted to use the parallel to Tyreek Hill. And who would dispute the fact that football is not the most important thing in Josh Gordon's life? It shouldn't be. He has to get well, and I don't know if he will. Nobody knows. Josh Gordon doesn't know if he'll be well the whole year. But
So then do you think it is irresponsible for the NFL to allow him to get back into football at this point where he is?
No way. I think that he needs a structure in his life. I heard everybody this weekend talking about that, how you can most get the most out of someone, how you can stay sober, all these things. It's about the environment. It's about the fact of the matter is that when you have more structure in your life, you're more likely to stay on a positive path. That's been my experience. That's been the experience of a lot of people I speak to that are in recovery. And I think football provides that for him. While it hasn't worked to this point, you never know. One day it'll happen, it'll click, but it's different for every person. But I think it's better that he has something to be working toward than to be kicked out of the league and have nothing to do.
This is Joe in the car. Yeah, Joe, what's up?
I think this is going to be a 50-50 thing. It's either going to work or not. Don't forget, they forced him the ball last year. And as soon as he left, I'm not saying it's the reason, but they did pretty good afterwards. And I propose Fitzy Bingo from all his references. I don't know what's going to be on the sheet yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
DFW comedian, if that.
Well, he's a hawk. I mean, he's a Patriots hawk. So, of course, he's not going to say anything negative. But I do think that having him available for you know, regardless of how long it is something that is very positive for this team. Very positive.
I appreciate the VFW comment, Joe. And also, he's right in that once Brady had to stop relying on Gordon, he was force-feeding him the ball. Once he had to look the other way, the Patriots offense, last two games of the regular season and at least up to the Super Bowl, took flight. Mm-hmm. And Brady did spread the ball around much more. So now he'll have more targets. So I don't think he's going to go back to force-feeding Gordon the ball.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
I just wanted to comment on this. It just drives me insane. People are, like, talking like this guy is a heroin addict. He smokes pot. Pot's legal in how many states now, whether it be, you know, recreational or medical? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously he has a problem, but I think his problem is that he consistently thinks that he can beat these drug tests.
Well, didn't he? I don't want to, without, you know, I don't want to disparage somebody with that, but didn't he have alcohol was also an issue?
He said he drank alcohol before every game. And in my opinion, if it was marijuana that he got busted for, his agent would have leaked that in 2 seconds, that my client was tested positive for marijuana, because there would be a lot more sympathy around the league for him if that was the case.
Yeah.
I mean, if he has an alcohol problem, I mean, obviously, you know, that's an issue that he needs to get on top of. But how many players in the league probably have alcohol problems? I mean, over the course of the 100 years that the NFL has been, you know, a league, how many players have had alcohol problems? You know, the guy shows up, he gets on the practice field, he shows up to the games. It's not like he's Aaron Hernandez. It's not like he's Michael Vick, who, by the way, was reinstated in the league after he got out of prison for murdering dogs and torturing dogs. I mean, people are talking like this guy is some kind of a, you know, a piece of crap, and it's just crazy to me.
No, I think that, you know, a second go around for him with the structure, with help from some of those veteran guys, may be exactly what he needs.
Well, people say there are certain players that have alcohol problems. There's a difference between having an alcohol problem and having a little bit too much to drink on occasion and waking up in the morning and drinking on an NFL Sunday before every single game you play. That's an alcoholic. That means that you have a disease. Those are different.
Yeah.
And there were questions also just about, and maybe you can speak to this as well, Curtis, his maturity and lots of dependency that he used to have to, like, take timeouts in practice to check his mentions on Instagram and social media. And yes, he was drinking like triple sec too. Like, he wasn't like having good, he didn't have PVW in his locker. He's drinking like, he's a very weak, immature young man.
And Curtis, by the way, can I just clarify, for those of us who are drinking before every single regular season game, not a problem, right?
Because it's not here.
It's at a tailgate.
They'll be hosting weeknights 6 to 10 this fall.
That's okay. All right. Okay. Oh. I just want to clarify that it's okay. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Greg. Great show, by the way. The move, I think, is missed the old guys, but the new guys are doing well. And Fitzy, you're hilarious.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. Thank you, Dan.
Just a quick thing, you know, and I heard you guys talk about alcoholism and things like that, but I think the thing with Josh Gordon that's different from other guys is that I think he's got a serious mental issue. Obviously, you know, this isn't Chuck Muncy in 1979 doing blow in the locker room. This is a guy that has to take repeated breaks with, you know, he took one at Cleveland in the middle of training camp last year or the year before just to get his head right. And He disappears in the off season to go work. He doesn't want any contact with anybody else. I think it's a mental health issue more than it is a substance abuse issue or alcoholism. Well, and that's really all I got to say about it.
Yeah.
Addiction is a mental health. I mean, it's the same thing, really. I mean, you're sort of splitting hairs there. If you're addicted to a substance, you have a mental addiction to something. You need, you know, help for it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and I think that anywhere, I think the ignorance or the ridiculousness of the Shaughnessy tweet is that any city, any NFL city, would embrace Josh Gordon if he were their player. I mean, it's a completely different thing than the comparison to Kansas City. I mean, you're talking about a guy who, you know, beat his girlfriend allegedly, or no, I don't think we even have to say allegedly on that. And
he pled guilty to that.
Pled guilty to that, and his son was what, 4 years old?
Had a broken arm.
That's a completely different thing.
Shaughnessy tweeted, this has nothing to do with the crimes of Tyreek Hill. That was a follow-up tweet. I mean,
that was a follow-up tweet.
All he had to do, Greg, all the Shank had to do was say as if he were reinstated to Jacksonville, New Orleans, and there would be a non-issue. But, of course, he went straight to KC. He knew what he was doing.
He played Kansas City in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. Ah, please.
All right. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We begin the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon tomorrow morning on this show. 2 days, two complete full days of fundraising. And we are getting things underway this morning with an auction item, which I just want to mention before we get to the news and stuff. But we have a night at the Encore. There's boxing on Friday night. Murphy's boxing on Friday night, which is a great take. Kenny Casey and Dropkick Murphy's do a great job with their boxing events. You get two VIP seats for that. You get a night at the Encore, premium king room or premium double room, and you get dinner for two at Rare, which is the steakhouse over there, which is really, really, really good. So if you'd like to bid on that, is the bid currently $900 still, or what are we? Okay, we're at nine. You got to beat $900 by the end of the show, and you got to call 617-931-0937. That's 617-931-0937. And this time we will be back with the news, I promise.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.